اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salaam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how are
alhamdulillah,
you?
Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. Okay, Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Fawad Haider. Today, inshallah, again, we're going to work on the next ayah, the next verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 20. And I really recommend our brothers and sisters stay with us. And before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yakadu al-barqu yakhṭafu adhkārahum kullamā aḍā'a lahum mashaw fī. كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we'll listen to this ayah. Now we will be reciting this ayah by our own, okay?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم.
يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم
كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا
كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا
ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم
ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم
إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So in this ayah, the same as the previous verses of the Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Almighty is exemplifying, okay, those hypocrites, okay, the people who really are two-faced people. All right. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, the lightning almost snatches away their sight. Yes?
Yes.
And whenever it shines for them, they walk in it. And when the darkness falls upon them, they stand. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ translates to, He would have taken away their hearing and their sight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Indeed, Allah Almighty has power over all things. What I want to tell you from this ayah is this, that first and foremost, I tell myself and then to you, and that is, really, we have to understand this, that everything is in Allah Almighty's will. And whatever Allah Almighty wills, that happens. Okay? Yes. Look, we have free will. Okay? This is correct. And whatever we will, okay, it happens. Okay? Allah Almighty has given us free will. So whatever we do, it happens. If you go the right path, you go. It happens. If you go the wrong path, you go. It happens. Okay? But we have to remember that every single minute, every single moment that we live, we are being blessed by Allah Almighty. Okay? And if we are like, if Allah Almighty stops blessing us or stops the showering His blessings upon us, okay, we are nothing. We're just gone. Suppose you are having, like, holding a cup, okay, or a mug in your hand, okay, and it's full of water, for example. Unless you hold, unless you drop it, okay, it will not break, yes? But in a single moment, if you fall asleep and it falls down, yes, it will break. Why? Because the one who was holding fall asleep or didn't hold it anymore. So if Allah Almighty, we are the same as that glass, okay, that cup. If Allah Almighty stops blessing us, we'll just drop down and we are finished, we are done, okay? So we should be very much careful that Allah Almighty has power over everything and He can do whatever He wants. He has the power, okay, but He, at the same time, He has given us free will. So we have to remember in our life that whatever we have, if each and every single breath that we breathe out, okay, it's because of Allah Almighty.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, exactly.
So one of the names of Allah Almighty is Fayyab. Fayyab means He is blessing. He is, His blessings is just continuing, okay? He doesn't stop, yeah? So, whenever the torches or the lightning, okay? When the lightning happens. So, whenever the lightning is, everywhere is like clear and everything is clear, shiny, okay? We can see. So, we walk. Whenever the darkness comes, okay? Nobody moves. Everyone is like calm, okay? It's as if, like, whenever the guidance of Allah Almighty is there, we are going. But whenever the guidance is not there, it is as if we can never move. So remember this sentence, that we are always being blessed by Allah Almighty. Okay?
Yes.
So, it's a short explanation, okay? It's not the exact interpretation or translation, but we have hardly worked, okay, to have this translation for you. But I really recommend you to look back in the Tafasir book for more explanation and precise ones, okay? قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, brothers, we have to work on tajweed rules. Yes, Ali Nasir. The first thing, يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم. Do you think anything is new in here? Any tajweed rule is new here that we have to practice? يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم.
The pronunciation of letter ta.
طَا يَخْطَفُ The letter خَا as well. يَخْطَفُ
yeah. Also خَا
صَاد أَبْصَارَهُمْ
Also صَاد
أحسن But there is a Hamza الوصل يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ Skip it. And the next one بَرْ رَا The letter رَا must be heavily pronounced because yes. It has a fatha sound before. Yes. بَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ It has to be bounced. أبصارهم. That's it?
Yeah.
And here, look, we have صلي or صلا. We have صاد لام ياء. This is a sign of stopping.
Yeah.
But what does it mean? It means?
You can stop.
You can stop.
Better to continue.
Ah, better to continue. Salah, yes. Remember, Salah with the word wasl. Remember these two words. They are kind of the same. So Salah means it's better to wasl, to connect. Okay? But we have another one opposite to this, which is qala or qali. Opposite to this. Yes. So cut. It says that it's better to
cut.
Stop. Waqf. Remember the word waqf with qali and wasl with sali.
What about jim?
Jim, it's jais. It's you're allowed, permissible. You want to stop? You want to go?
No difference. Completely
no difference. Okay.
Like jais munfasil.
Yeah, jais munfasil. Jais munfasil. Okay. يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم كلما ألف مد plus حمزة. We have a mad on the top of ألف. Jais
munfasil
because they are in separate words. كلما أضاء لهم but not أضاء. It is واجب متصل.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
كلما أضاء لهم لهم ميم ساكن plus ميم.
إدغام مثلين.
The identical letters, okay, being merged together. إدغام مثلين. كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه.
With غنة.
Yeah. أضاء لهم مشوا فيه. Yeah, with غنة. وإذا أظلم. جائز منفصل. The letter حمزة and also مد are in different words. عليهم قاموا أظلم. Wait. أظلم pronunciation is it's a heavy letter. أظلم.
Yeah.
أظلم. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا not قَامُوا
heavy.
وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا if you stop قَامُوا the natural mad will be changed to
عَرَضْ
لِسِكُونَ Adi Nasser has learned this very well. Yes?
Yes.
قَامُوا so the next part says وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ and if Allah Almighty wills, okay? If Allah Almighty willed, وَلَوْ شَاءَ شَاءَ واجب متصل the mad is yes?
Yes.
حَمْزَ and Alif. حَرْفُ الْمَدْ both are in the same word.
Yes.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ not absasano absarihim inna allaha inna always you have to idgham mithlain it is idgham yes idgham mithlain it is idgham mithlain yes you have to kind of produce a nasal sound or ghunna sound inna allaha and make sure the pronunciation of the word allah because there is a fatha sound before it has to be heavily pronounced the lam
Yeah.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ while the letter lam itself is a line letter, okay? But when it comes with the letter, with the word Allah or Allahumma, it has to be heavily pronounced. If there is a fatha sound before. If it is a kasra sound before, lightly.
Yes.
إِلَّا If it is a dhamma, heavily. Allah. Allah, Allah, إِلَّا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِرٍ إِن تَنْوِين plus قَاف Ali Nasir and Hussein. Fawad, what rule is applied? Tanwin plus qaf. Rest of the letters.
Yes.
Ikhfa.
Kulli shay'in.
Qadir.
Ah, ikhfa. Kulli shay'in. And it's a heavy letter also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kulli shay'in qadir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Ikhfa with heavy letters.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, all the rules of this surah. Now we will listen to this surah, this ayah, okay? And inshallah we'll finish.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yakadu al-barqu yakhtafu absarahum kullama adaa'a lahum mashaw fihi kullama ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah as well. Thanks for the nice recitation. And see you inshallah in the next session. I really recommend you stay with us and work on, okay? Ali Nasir, Hussein, and Fawad, work on the Tajweed rules, okay? On these ayahs as well. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان